These watery eyes. What am I going to do with you guys? I just came back from taking my evening walk. And here I am wiping away this liquid coming out of my eyes. I was down a couple of blocks away from here at the stoplight, waiting for it to change. And as I'm waiting for change, I see this leaf float in front of me and fall. And I see it, and it's a dried out leaf. And I felt the water in my eyes start to fill up a little bit. I go, what's going on? And then I look up at the trees, and they're a little bit emptier. The branches are not carrying as many leaves as before. And I go, oh my gosh, I know what's happening. It's March here in Buenos Aires, and we're moving towards fall. And that just, I guess it did something to me, because I don't, first of all, like the fall. I like the colors of the leaves, but it starts to get colder. And then winter comes, and that's pretty difficult for me, too. I am allergic to the cold. It makes me break out in shivers, and that's not comfortable at all. I don't function well in cold weather. And when winter comes, that's when I wish I had some wings so I can just fly up north. Because north, it's going to be summertime. And that's another confusing thing for me. When I moved here about a year ago, the seasons flipped. From northern hemisphere, I was used to winter being in December and summer being in June, July. And here, it's the opposite. And so when winter comes along here, like last year, it started in June, my body's like, yes, go put on your Speedo, get to the beach. And I go outside and my body's like, put 10 layers of clothing on now. This is an emergency. You can't wait any longer. So I'm not a fan of winters. And when I saw that leaf fall in front of me, I realized that right around the corner is winter. And this is going to be my second winter here in Buenos Aires, which is good, I guess. But at the same time, I stood there at the light and I was looking at the trees and remembering last year how it was. You know, it's almost like I have this reel in my plane in my head of the progress of all the trees happening within like 30 seconds. The leaves start to fall off. The trees are standing there bare. It's cold. They have no leaves. And they're all naked. And for me, it's such a cruel joke from Mother Nature. I'm going to take off all of your leaves in the winter so you can freeze your trunks off. And in the summer, I'm going to fill you with so many leaves that, you know, you're going to suffocate and you're going to get all humid and you're going to be dripping sap from every little branch of your fun little bodies there of tree-ness. And then I go back to this reel that's playing in my head of how all the trees are, they look. Yeah, they're naked. They have no leaves, and they're all kind of standing there, and it's, wow, it's one of those images that go, this is not the type of orgy that I want to be part of, thank you. And then at the same time, I'm looking at their branches, and some have this pose of a fancy dancer, and some look like they're all arthritic. Their branches, their twigs, and they're all in some type of contorted pose, frozen. As I missed three stoplights because I'm there contemplating all of this, I see another leaf fall and join the other one on the floor. I go, oh, more water in my eyes. So I just hurried back home. Here I am. And then also remember that I had gone out to the store, and that's why I was out there. I just remembered, oh my gosh, the store's closed, and I was going to buy food, and now I'm going to be hungry. Okay, well, now what do I do? Well, there's leaves outside. I can always go pick some up and make myself a salad. But oh well, this will teach me to drift off into naked tree orgy land and just remember what I'm supposed to do. Anyways, I'm going to stop this recording now. I needed to record. Okay, record, stop.